Well, once a week, a lot of TV viewers tune into the reality-based show Survivor. And it doesn't stop there. Throughout the week, people everywhere debate who will be voted off the island next. It's become a real pop culture phenomenon. Recently, Colin Fraser joined a group of die-hard Survivor fans as they munched on hamburgers, sipped drinks, and shared their thoughts while watching the hugely popular show.
Five people, one rusty barbecue, an assortment of condiments, and a lot of hamburgers and hot dogs. A deck perched harrowingly over 1 foot off the ground. Who can endure the mounting social tension, the mind-numbing talk about work, lawn chairs that don't unfold properly, evil onion breath, and of course, the relentless mosquitoes? Who will be the survivor?
Why do you think these reality TV shows are as popular as they are?
I think it's the total package. It's the setting of being on the beach. It's the bathing suits. It's the challenges. It's the sun. It's the competition.
Tell me more about the bathing suits.
It's the rivalry. It's just interesting, and it's always changing. It's a very dynamic show.
I think it's the whole psychology of it. You know, you put a 55-year-old or 65-year-old
ex-marine
with
gay overweight guy,
they're gonna clash. And hey, all the guys are waiting for a little bit of leg.
He's a buffalo burger straight from Churchill.
I know, Bob. You want his number?
We're gonna have reality. We're gonna have reality-based radio right here tonight. So someone's gonna be voted off this deck by the end. Well, I just want to ask Brian about why these reality-based TV shows are popular. What do you think? What's the lure? Why are people like obsessive or compulsive about these things? You know, like we're rooting for these people like they're our neighbors down the street.
Because it's real. Like people like seeing real life.
But is it real, Brian?
It is to an extent, sure. It's some of it's scripted, obviously, but it's real emotions, real reactions to situations. People like to see that. People like to see other people just living.
And it makes a pile of money for the producers?
Certainly, yeah. Sure does. Power to them.
Hey, Tanya, ask quickly, who's your favorite person on this show? On Survivor.
No, I'm having a problem. Like, who do I think is going to win or who do I like on the show?
Okay, who do you think is going to win? There's a good one.
I don't know. The other ones who I like. I like Rudy. I think he just adds a bit of different flavor to that show. The crusty old guy. He's good to have on the show. He kind of sets it on. And who do I think is going to win? I know Rich is not going to win because there's no way that the last seven people will vote for him to win.
And Trav, you said I'm a fool a little later on, right?
Yep. Next June, matter of minutes, we're going to do some names and do some secret ballots and get a pool going and see who gets kicked off and put some money to it.
Oh! And hold on.
In the jungle to take part in the tribal council, they must vote one of their own off the island. In the end, one will remain and will leave the island with $1 million in cash.
Tell me what happened there.
I called it. Richard is safe. Yeah. I mean, someone else is going down. It becomes a free-for-all.
All right. Yeah. What do you think, Shannon?
Oh, I'm very disappointed because, you know, I hated Richard from the minute he opened his mouth in the very first episode. So every week I wanted him off, and I thought this was my week. They don't want him out because he's controversial.
So you think it might be kind of scripted? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, sometimes I think so because if you look at sometimes I think that.
No, there's no scripting at all in this. This is complete. I will not believe there's any scripting in this. Richard runs fair and square. I don't like Richard, but he won.
Yeah, and the internet's like the Bible.
Yeah.
All right, time to vote. It's final. Person will be out. Leave the tribal council area immediately. How many votes? 2 votes for Jervis, 2 votes for Sean. How long have the last vote? Irrelevant, Jervis. You can bring me your staff.
Here's the pool right here.
There it is. Marnie, Richard.
Holy
Uh-oh. Trevor, Richard.
Nobody.
That is it. Nobody.
Over next week.
What do you think about the results tonight? Were you surprised?
I was surprised. I actually didn't think Jervis was going to get kicked off. He's kind of... Yeah, I did too. Like about episode 3-4, I was thinking, you're useless. Get out of here. But lately he seems to be getting along with people and people like him. So I was kind of surprised. I'd really wanted Richard off. Oh, well. Keep me tuned in.
23rd. End of August, 23rd.
They have another barbecue?
Big finale. Big barbecue. Big bash. $10 ante. Okay, we're voting Devin off the deck.
And surviving in traffic right now is Brendan Boone.
That is...